This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The econ nerds here at Marketplace want you to look at that candy cane on the tree and see not just holiday cheer and sugary delight, but also trade protectionism, overseas farm subsidies, inflation, and inelastic demand. The BBC's Aaron Delmore, a reporter for our partners at the BBC, raises some cane from New Jersey to Louisiana.
When the holiday season rolls around, Dave Giambri's candy shop in Clementon, New Jersey, is bustling. Customers come for the candy canes.
$38.05 altogether for you.
Dave's candy canes are made almost entirely of sugar, and all are made by hand. The sugar mix is folded and prodded and twisted into that famous red and white pattern. As we mold the sweet treats, Dave tells me that his main ingredient is now costing him more.
This year I did have a slight 4 to 5% increase on the final product. I want to say sugar went up maybe 15% from last year.
He's not the only one feeling the pinch. The cost of sugar is rising worldwide. And it's rising in the U.S., where protectionist policy props up domestic producers. The U.S. is the world's fifth largest sugar producer, with sugar cane grown in the south and sugar beets in the north. The U.S. is also a top consumer. To find out more about that, we went to the land of Mardi Gras and jazz bands. Why? Because Louisiana is also the home of sugar cane. We drove an hour and a half west of New Orleans to visit one farm.
Louisiana is the northernmost point where sugarcane is grown commercially. We're about a mile away from the Mississippi River, and thousands of years of flooding left naturally occurring fertile topsoil, perfect for growing sugarcane.
My name is Patrick Frischertz. I'm a sugarcane farmer in Plaquemine, Louisiana.
So how does sugar go from being something that you grow here to something that I go to the store and I pick up out of a box on the shelf?
We'll plant a whole stalk in the ground, and the following year we'll go through with a billet harvester, harvest that cane. So this is a John Deere CH570 sugarcane billet harvester. All it does is cut sugarcane. It goes into an 18-wheeler, goes to the mill, and the mill presses the juice out of that sugarcane, that stalk of sugarcane.
The mill is the middleman between the farm and the refinery. It's where the sugar cane starts to look like the sugar we keep in our kitchens.
My name is Charlie Schudmack. I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Cora Texas Sugar Mill, and we're in White Castle, Louisiana. Sugarcane's like a sponge. You have to wet it and squeeze it, except it's stubborn. It doesn't want to give out that juice, so it takes about 800 tons of force on top of the cane to squeeze all that juice out.
The Department of Agriculture protects domestic sugar production from foreign competition by taxing imports. A report by the Government Accountability Office in October found that the sugar program creates higher prices and that Americans pay around twice the world price for sugar. While the sugar farmers benefit, it's not like they don't have other problems.
Last year, we had a very good crop. The problem was input costs were, quite frankly, through the roof. Potassium, for example, $198 a ton went to $1,000 a ton. You have to apply that nutrient to the crop, so you have to take that hit. So the more, even though it could be a great crop with an average or even above average price for your commodity, you're still feeling the squeeze, and there's almost no way to plan for it.
Can a farm like yours compete with foreign sugar?
Our farm and American sugar farmers in general will outcompete anybody in the world. We just can't compete against a farmer receiving direct subsidies.
Back in New Jersey, Dave Giambri's sugar supply is waiting in bags to become one of his famous peppermint candy canes. He's one of the few still making them by hand.
Most of them are made overseas because of the price of sugar and labor. Not many more made in the States. It's a dying art. It really is.
As we watch customers put candy canes and chocolate goodies into their baskets, he tells me he thinks Americans are willing to pay up to satisfy their sweet tooths.
When prices go up, I just increase prices. Gas prices rise up, people still drive. They're still going to buy a candy cane for their tree, whether they pay 10 cents or a dollar for it. It's something that makes Americans feel good.
In Clementon, New Jersey, I'm Aaron Delmore for Marketplace.